I prefer being over there. As Jared mentioned a while back, there are certain people in the church that it's hard to say no. It's nice to be around. And Judy. So I said, sure, I'll talk. And I didn't know Bob was talking, and I'm listening to Bob and thinking that he read part of my speech, because I'm pretty much feel the same way about what I do is sort of, you know, wave my arms, and the people around me are the people that volunteer and do all the other stuff. And Heather came to me and said, "So what are you gonna call your talk?" And I said, "I don't know. I have no clue what I'm even going to say." And then I said, as she's running out, I said, "Oh, just put wave my arms." And she looked at me and said, "Usually you figure out what you're saying before you give it a title." And as a former teacher, when students come up to me and say, "Hey, you know," and some of them are 3 years younger than I am because I started teaching pretty early, and they say, "Mr. Patrick, how are you?" And I'm looking at them like, "You're not that much younger than I am. You can call me Rufus. What are you doing?" And I say, "I'm still waving my arms, and only now I'm doing it with big people." And it's a wonderful thing that I do. And as Dina said this morning, that it actually means something when you wave your arms. It actually does have an effect on people. I wave my arms in a lot of places. The South County Chorus, the Hinesburg Community Band, the Wake Robin Singers, the Ben and Jerry's even now has a group called the Waffle Tones, and I get to go and direct them, and we sing. Carolyn goes with me, we sing, and then when we leave, we get to take ice cream home. And sometimes I get in trouble, and sometimes I don't, depending on the flavor. And I also... And I also have a group at Wake Robin called the Wake Robin Singers, and have 35 singers over there, and we meet on Tuesdays. And Karen will tell you, I pass out music thinking, you know, this is going to be... And they sight read it, because in a former life, a lot of them were very good singers and did a lot of singing. So it's a really fun experience over there, and I think the groups that I deal with age range from 19 to 95. There is a couple people in Wake Robin who are in their 90s and come and sing and can read the alto line better than I could. So, and then of course there's our famous Hinesburg Choir, and we're fortunate to not only have a choir and have an organist and have friends like Jane and Carolyn, because some churches don't even have a choir anymore. They play a CD. So we're very fortunate. And now I'm lost. So the other thing I talk about waving my arms is painting. And this church, at one time, I spent several days here with a friend of mine painting this church. Yvonne, how many years ago was that? A long time ago. The scariest thing was painting the trim around the top of those posts and the ceiling. And the most fun was painting the organ pipes. It was so much fun. We took them all out and put them on sawhorses, and because Giro's is going to charge us all too much money to do it, so I did it myself. And some of you don't remember the old church. There are pictures, but the pews were brown, and sometimes the varnish would stick to the shirts in the summertime, and everything had sort of, it was just sort of dark, and now this New England church looks good, and when I look around, I think, oh my gosh, if I had to do it now, I would hire somebody else. but again, I don't understand sometimes, you know, each week people come and sing and play in the band. And as Jared said a couple weeks ago, why do people come to church every Sunday? Why do people come and rehearse with me? I guess it's good for the soul. It's certainly good for my soul, but I appreciate the people that support me for sure. And I guess Bob's list, I mean, just listen to the list he read. I wrote down a bunch of stuff that people do, but they give their energy as volunteers. And to me, that's the labor of love, or in some cases, the love of labor, when you're giving to this community. And you know, everybody does. Everybody gives something of their time and energy to this church community, which is a very special thing. And I'm coming around to the news. When we're rehearsing, it's kind of a nice escape in all the groups. We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. We don't talk about Ebola. We don't talk about. We sing and we play and we sort of tune everything out for a while. And maybe that's why people come and sing and play their instruments or sing hymns. It's an escape. And as you all know, if you listen to Mozart when you're little, you have a better IQ. and I don't know what happens if you listen to the Beatles, but maybe the same thing, because they wrote some pretty good things. Anyway, I sort of grew up in this church and hung out in the balcony. Peg Pratt can tell you I was her Sunday school student, and I'm not sure what she would say about me, but I hope it's good, Peg. Okay. I think I got in trouble once for not memorizing all the books of the Bible, something. But I spent some time up in that balcony in Sunday school. I sang in the choir, and I remember coming to church. Betsy and I sat in the pew and listened to the choir, and we walked down to the coffee hour, and we looked at each other and said, let's sing in the choir. And we started singing in the choir. And George LaBar and Peggy Stanilonis and all these people, and we had fun. And then George left, and well, I guess I'm doing it now. And so I really feel like I contribute, but I also know that the people around me are the special people. They're the ones that make waving my arms special. And as I end, I guess I'm doing a little confession. I found out when they went through the church records that I'm only partially baptized. I'm not sure what that really means, but I suspect maybe I started screaming and waving my arms.